I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Ogden School District officials hint at the closure of several elementary schools. This follows declining birth rates in the area, a decrease in enrollment, and revamped school boundaries. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, an investigation into smoking on school property led to the discovery of a kid with a gun at Hillcrest High this morning. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Northbound on the East Belt, a little bit sluggish as you make your way up toward the mouth of Parley's. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 30, then a chance for snow showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
32 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. If you think you've been hearing about mass shootings a lot, there's a reason for it. There have been an average of 600 each year over the past 3 years. President Biden says now more than ever, it's time to get serious about gun laws.
President Biden noted he had just spent time in California surveying the damage after recent extreme weather and flooding, and now communities there are mourning after recent mass shootings.
Our hearts are with the people of California. They've been a rough couple of days.
The president said, and the White House later confirmed, that Vice President Harris will travel to Monterey Park to honor the victims of last weekend's shooting. Mr. Biden again urged Congress to move forward on legislation introduced by Democratic lawmakers to restrict sales of assault weapons. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
For the third time in as many days, a California community is reeling from a massacre. The suspect allegedly opened fire at two mushroom farms he worked at, killing at least seven people.
The Mountain Mushroom Farm, the first location, is where the subject was employed.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he turned over classified documents that were found at his Indiana home to the FBI. Senate Intelligence Committee member Marco Rubio.
Obviously, there's a systemic problem in the executive branch. I'm talking about two successive administrations from two different parties with officials at the top level having in their possession documents in places where they don't belong.
He says clearly there is a process that's not working. A tornado tore a destructive path through parts of Harris County, Texas today.
This is my 40th year, and we have competition in 5 weeks and nowhere now to practice.
Cindy Turner's dance studio was destroyed in the twister. The National Women's Soccer League says Portland Thorns fired their athletic trainer. An outside investigation found that he illegally distributed a controlled substance to players. Stocks closed mixed today. You're listening to ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the in-depth. There was a Senate hearing today about Ticketmaster. In Washington, lawmakers grilled the top executive of Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation, after the Taylor Swift ticket fiasco last year. During the three-hour hearing, Senator Mike Lee said the problem was created under an Obama administration agreement that allowed two companies to merge, Ticketmaster and Live Nation.
The consent decree that was entered into by Ticketmaster and Live Nation addressed two additional concerns. First, that the combination of the two companies would allow the merged firm to tie the provision of ticketing services and concert promotion. In other words, that Live Nation could force venues to use Ticketmaster in order to get concerts and vice versa. And second, that it might retaliate against venues that didn't comply with this arrangement. Now, Ticketmaster will tell you that the settlement agreement was something that they were willing readily to enter into. They weren't bothered by the consent decree at all, because this would, according to them, essentially be the functional equivalent of their offering the sleeves off of their vest. And that Ticketmaster and Live Nation readily agreed not to engage in behavior, that the merged firm had no incentive and no intention of undertaking. And yet, here we are, almost 13 years later, faced with a flotilla of allegations and complaints that the merged entity has done exactly what it said would never happen.
Senator Mike Lee, part of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which held the hearing on Ticketmaster today.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.